Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trump. If you look across the board, there are a lot of minorities who are employed and doing better than they have in the last decade. And that has led some leaders to think that maybe some of the folks who traditionally vote Democrat will bolt and consider voting for Donald Trump, maybe a second time or for the first time that they've ever voted Republican. Bishop Leon Benjamin is here with us this morning to talk about a plan that he has to try to at least offer that opportunity to African Americans in and around the Richmond area. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, John. God bless you this morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you here. Tell me what you're thinking. Is it a bunch of hype to suggest that African Americans in Virginia, in particular, or across the country, are better off today than they were 3 years ago?
No, absolutely not. It is not hype. It is actually real. The data, the numbers do not lie. The evidence of the highest employment for African Americans, the highest employment for our teenagers. It is just the numbers are phenomenal, going through the roof. This is the lowest unemployment for African Americans ever in 50 years. And so this is not hype. It's real time. Things are happening. Things are changing. And we need to capture that and engage that and really get some conversations going in our communities and to make people aware of what's really happening and to get them to make the right decisions and even coming up on election day this year and going to 2020.
Now, why do you think, and I could opine on this, but I want you to do it since you're closer to it. Why do you think so many black voters in Virginia and across the country have just been 100% resistant to even a hand across the aisle from Republicans? And do you think that this economic success, and let's hope it continues, but this economic success that we've seen so far would make an open-minded voter contemplate the Republican Party and that agenda?
Well, it's a good question, John. And as the Richmond City GOP and God bless all the members of the Richmond City GOP and as people of all colors that are in the Republican Party, by the way. So this is not a white thing. It's not a black thing. But the resistance is because of all of the venom that is going on right now in the media, in the liberal left media, the platforms out there that are just hatred right now for the success of this Trump administration. It's such hatred. And the venom that is being spewed by our social media and by our media, some of the media, not all, it is sometimes you can't avoid it. It's everywhere. It's all around us. And those messages have become subliminal. They become embedded now in the subconsciousness of many of our African-American communities. And so we must contradict that by bringing forth the real truth. And the real numbers and the real data, and we are prepared to set a platform up such as that in this season especially for our African Americans, for our black people, because if we don't do this, then the perpetual lies that are going on right now will continually cause many to miss the opportunities that are opening up right now all over and all around and surrounding in our surrounding areas, especially Virginia. And in Richmond, particularly where we are.
So you're starting a black conservative coalition, if I understand correctly. Who are you reaching out to?
We're reaching out to everyone. God is not colorblind. I got a dear friend, Alveda King, that lets us realize, you know, God celebrates all colors, all cultures. But this platform is designed specifically for conservative blacks that want to be able to have a voice in their communities, in their city, in their state, in their nation that resides in the values that I believe are embedded in all of us that know that we deserve certain things. We deserve a proper family to have. We deserve proper economy. We deserve proper health. We deserve proper prosperity. There's some things that are just given in our communities, and we should have a right to have them.
So what's the plan between now? Well, you've got the state elections, you know, coming up this November. Well, what is your plan headed into this November and 1 year hence in 2020?
Well, first, with Richmond City GOP, we are rallying to support our candidates, of course. We have several rallies coming up. We have a rally coming up September 8th. And we go to our Richmond City, richmondgop.org, and our Facebook page at Richmond GOP to see those rallies September 8th. And then we have a breakfast coming up on the 14th. We are getting out there, knocking on doors, getting into the streets again, engaging. We're going to be setting up some Second Amendment rallies, some pro-life rallies, working with the RNC and working with our local city with the RPV. We are going to come together, and I believe it's such a great time right now, to bring out the issues again, not beat people over the head and not tell people why can't they see. That's not the proper way. We have to engage people where they are. And we have to be sincere about what we believe. And you have to do that in a spirit of love.
Well, Bishop Leon Benjamin, I appreciate you coming on to tell us about your tentative plans here for the next several months. And I take note, because I do follow you on Facebook, that you seem to be invited to the White House a heck of a lot. So next time you come back from your interaction with President Trump, please call me. And I'd be curious to know what he's saying to you as well. Thank you, Bishop Benjamin. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, John. Thanks for having me. God bless you today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.